Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sean and RJ, Troy and Roy on DFW Sports Station. But everybody is talking about it. Apparently there is a shortage in North Texas. So yesterday I went out and searched. Well, really, I was forced to go out because Amanda is a fast food junkie. And I was sitting there.
Really?
Oh my God. French fries. Nonstop. Oh, yeah. Nonstop. And her last job, she would get out at like 11, 11:30 at night. Fast food all the time. So yesterday she's like, I want to try this, you know, this chicken sandwich. And I was like trying to blow it off and I was trying to put it to the side. She kept talking about chicken sandwich, Popeye's chicken sandwich. Everybody's talking about it. And I was like, I'm in an area where, I don't know. It may be really, 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 really skin messed up my mind the other day when we were talking about this and he was talking about the service at Popeyes, and he's talking about how long it takes through the drive-through, and I've had bad experiences there at this Popeyes. I love Popeyes, but in terms of the drive-through and the time, I've been scarred from it. And I was like, "Why don't you let me bring you home from one for lunch tomorrow? I'll go to a different location." And she just kept going in on it.
Wait, you didn't want to go? I know where you live.
Yeah.
So you didn't want to go to that one?
No.
Are you sure? I mean, that's probably the only restaurant I know that the police draw a chalk outline around the restaurant.
Yeah. And it's tough. It's like tucked back in between a bunch of other fast food restaurants. Very difficult, very confusing. But as you would expect, she got her way.
So you got the chicken fried sandwich from Popeyes.
I got the fried chicken sandwich from Popeyes.
Oh, music, please.
After.
Oh, well done.
Guess the minute. Wait, how long it took? I timed it, everything I detailed. Entering when the car touched the parking lot to when the car left the parking lot.
And what time did you go?
I went around 6:30
p.m. Okay.
I would have been here at 6:30 a.m.
That should be a peak time. I would think it's faster at that time.
Faster?
Well, when I go to Whataburger at like midnight, nothing's prepared.
Faster,
so
but the line's longer.
Yeah, the line's longer. But when you go at a peak, they got a lot of stuff made. I will say 7 minutes.
Man.
Have you not listened to anything on this station regarding this topic in the last 20
years? I think we always overrate how long these things are.
Yeah, no. We probably do, but when it's a phenom, not a fan phenom, but when it's a phenom, thus this fried chicken sandwich, it's much longer. I'm going to say 21 minutes.
It's like,
it's fast food, right?
It's 21 minutes on the dot.
Oh!
I don't know how you guess. Yeah. I don't think I wrote that in my prep anywhere. I didn't send you my prep.
I'm amazing.
It was 21 minutes. So first we tried the drive-through. Mm-hmm. What do you close?
There's nothing. There's no food that is worth a 21-minute wait that isn't a restaurant.
Well, barbecue is for me.
But it's a restaurant.
It's a sit-down.
Yeah. But this is, you know, show segment. And everybody's talking about it.
Oh, here comes the good employee excuse.
So, yeah, I'm writing it off like my internet. So we tried the drive-through first.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is a bad idea. Choppy says if there are four more cars in the drive-through, go inside.
Damn.
So I decided to split, divide, and conquer. I said, I'm going to get out of the car and go inside. I'll watch you through the window. And if you're at a better rate,
nice,
making better time, I'll come back outside.
Oh, brilliant.
Went inside by myself. It was a madhouse.
Oh, man.
It was a disaster.
I love how you're treating this like Ocean's 11.
Yeah, man. I gotta go home. I got stuff to do. So her car starts, you know, creeping up. I said, screw this. I'm going back into the car. People start leaving from inside, too. I watch one person. I was like, that person was in front of me. That person's in front of me. They all leave. They abandon ship. I see people in the parking lot trying to guess, should they go in? Should they go out? There's a Wendy's behind us. There's a KFC behind us. They're like pointing. We could have been there in line if we just would have started in the drive-thru. Instead, we went inside. People are calculating. That's how big of a deal this is. I'm seeing an article right now from Guide Live. If you're waiting for the appropriate moment to freak out about the Popeyes chicken sandwich shortage, now's the time. After calling 36 Popeyes in North Texas, we could find just four that confirmed that they still have inventory. This one yesterday, mine, ran out of ice. We came around, they're like, out of ice. Is that okay? I'm like, you ran out of ice.
How do you run out of ice?
They ran out of ice. So finally, we get the sandwich, take it home.
Here we go.
Inspect it. Now, I'm going to do this on a scale of 1 to 5.
1 to 5. 1 to 5 clucks.
1 to 5 clucks. I'm going to put the Chick-fil-A sandwich at a 4.7.
Ooh.
Very high on it.
Wow.
Now, we don't refer to this website a lot, but you and I like the pizza reviews at Barstool.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of falling into that where not going to really give anything a 5 because then you leave no room.
You leave no room.
For something to be better. So, like, the Chick-fil-A sandwich, lockdown consistency. I'm a big sauce guy. I love their sauces. That's a 4.7 for me, okay? Wendy's, I'd probably give a 4.6.
Ooh.
All right?
Ooh, man.
The spicy chicken.
The spicy chicken sandwich.
Okay.
This ruling in the Sharif household for the new Popeye's chicken sandwich, 4.8.
Oh!
Really?
Oh, my
Not for
goodness.
The picture I saw.
The picture wasn't great.
That bun looked like it's seen better days.
The picture wasn't great, but the bun was soft. The key to this whole thing, Autoflex Eastern Fantex, the chicken breast is magnificent.
It looks so thick. RJ will love this word. It's girthy.
It's so thick, girthy, and juicy. My slight knock, and again, I'm a big sauce guy. I'm an oversaucer. You know, the sauce, I would have liked a little bit more, like some more punch in it. I do like the Chick-fil-A pickle a little bit more. This does have a pickle as well. But the chicken breast is it's magnificent. It is. I don't know how they're going to, if they maintain consistency on this, it's just going to keep other fast food parking drive-thrus empty.
Okay. I'm going to check this out.
It was fantastic.
The thing I like about the Chick-fil-A is that it requires no sauce, and it's still a 4.7. That, to me, is the ultimate.
Well, I'm telling you, the chicken itself will at least match or top Chick-fil-A's chicken.
Describe the best part of it again. It's not the bread.
Your mom. That's what it is.
So if
your mom's chicken breast fried.
If you were to take the sauce off it, would it still get a 4.8?
Yeah, I didn't notice the sauce as much as I wanted
to. Okay, all right, that's good.
I wanted more sauce. Get it today.
Okay.
And you will rave about the thickness, the girthiness, the juiciness. Yeah. I know music's behind it, so I'm describing it now. Screw you, Troy.
Not getting used
to it. Of the chicken breast.
Wait, you can't say that. You can't tell us, hey, go get it today. You just said there's four places in an area with 8 million people that have it.
Four places out of 36, according to Guide Live.
By the way, 877-881-1053, Fantex. Got a Fantex here coming in from 972. His punk ass scared of the hood Popeyes.
Me?
Yes.
I'm in. What do you mean? How am I scared of it?
But did you go to that one?
I live in the hood.
Did you? I know you do. Did you go to that one?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Man, represent.
Come on, man.
Look at you.
I grew up around 90 minutes from Baltimore.
I thought I noticed a teardrop tattoo on your eye.
The wire.
I grew up 90 minutes from Baltimore. That's the one thing. When I came here, I was like asking for barbecue spots, and someone suggested one, and Troy's like, he texted me. He's like, be careful, da-da-da. And I'm not trying to act like a hard ass or anything. I promise you. But I was like,
so you grew up on Garden of Eden Way.
DFW, you know, neighborhoods are, I mean, bad neighborhoods.
Yeah. I'm Sean. Don't mess with me. My parents got a bed and breakfast.
It's nothing. Shut up. So that's the good news.
Okay.
I gave it a 0.1 better rating than Chick-fil-A.
Oh, man.
But Troy, I saved my bad news for you.
Right.
And this is my bad yesterday.
What? You didn't follow up on the email about NXT coming to television to go up against AEW in wrestling?
No, but we'll do the other letters of the alphabet at a later time.
Crap.
Yesterday, now Troy has, I think he's been the show MVP for me for like the past month. The training camp audio.
8 years.
Chiming in. Guidance counselor. So yesterday, and I forgot to tell you this, so part of it is my bad, I brought in a huge platter of barbecue that I had left over. Ellis County Barbecue came and catered a party that I had at the house, all right, for like 40 people. I didn't want to cook.
Right.
So our main man, Dennis, brought it, and I had so much left over. I brought in a tray for you yesterday. And I forgot to tell you because I had to film a commercial.
Oh,
yes, you did.
My second retake for NBC5. So I forgot that, and I kind of lost you leaving the building. So this morning I came in just to check on it that it was still there.
Awesome.
Doubtful.
There's been a robbery. There's been some theft.
What?
I brought you pulled pork. I brought you jalapeno sausage.
Oh.
I brought you chopped brisket. I brought you their special beans. I brought you potato salad. Choppy, you saw the tray. It was a mountainous tray.
I did see a tray. I said, what's in the tray? He goes, none of your business.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
I told him, none of your business. This is for Troy.
And I'm like, I don't care for that phrase. Everything's my business if I ask.
So I went in this morning just to double check. Some mofo in this building took, like, just the chopped brisket out.
It's no! Gone.
And then I'll tell you how. I don't want to say nosy because I love this individual.
Who would have done it?
But
Jeff!
I went in the kitchen for coffee in the last commercial break, and a coworker said to me, whose barbecue is that in there? And I was like, how do you know what's in there?
Was it a coworker that speaks Spanish that's on another radio station?
No.
Dang it.
It's one that may have flew into work on a wooden pole.
Speaks spells. Speaks in Faruza Balk.
And I never saw it. I'm joking because I know she didn't take it, but she knew what was in there. And I was like, how did you know what's in there? It's a foil tray with foil over top.
Yeah. Her black cat went through.
But people just feel like they can go in this fridge, and I'm going to give her more of a pass because she probably throws away the old disgusting junk that these slobs leave up here with the mold growing on watermelon. But someone in the last 12 to 16 hours went into the barbecue pan, your barbecue pan, Troy, took the chopped brisket.
Look,
unbelievable.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever opened that. I've opened that fridge maybe twice. Okay. I think I was looking for milk one time for coffee.
Ugh.
Which is a big mistake. I would have looked at the date. But I think on a public fridge, if your name isn't on it, it's open season.
What?
I think that's the rule of law.
No, that's not the rule.
Here's the rule.
That's not the rule.
If you know you didn't bring it in, get the hell away from it.
That is true.
Keep your grimy hands and your grimy nose and your grimy face away from the saran wrap and the foil that is protecting it. But that goes for you. If I see you touching any foil thing of mine, I'm going to slam your parrot nose head into the side of the refrigerator.
It just appears that is the custom. That's the social convention.
You know what?
If their name's not on it, it seems to be open season.
I appreciate you, Sean, for doing that. Thank you so much for being a friend and bringing me that barbecue. Instead, I think I'd appreciate more if someone made me some of their great brisket, something that's tasty, something that's desirable, some of the greatest brisket that any of us have tried.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to call Gavin Dawson.
Wow.
And I'm going to see if he can
make it.
See
what happens? You try to be nice?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.